Argentina is a land renowned for its quality ingredients but an often limited gastronomic repertoire. A nation obsessed with beef, grill houses do a roaring trade in steak, chips and salad. But is beef diverse enough to work in a high-end dining setting? Buenos Aires-based chef Dante Liparase certainly thinks so, and with his 7-course beef tasting menu launched earlier this year from head to tail, is determined to prove just that. Monocle's Buenos Aires correspondent Ed Stocker reports.
Tarquino restaurant in the Recoleta neighborhood of the Argentinian capital. The soft music, light-filled dining conservatory and immaculate presentation leave no doubt that this is a fine dining venue, but one still clearly inspired by the country's most famous staple, as owner Gonzalo Robredo explains.
Tarquino was the name of the first bull imported to the Pampas in order to improve the quality of our meat. So it's like the symbol, he's the big daddy of our meat, and the meat is the most important product we have for our food in Argentina.
Tarquino, however, is far from just another parisa. The Buenos Aires no-nonsense eateries where cuts of grass-fed beef are served to punters. 35-year-old chef Dante Liparase was determined to stand out from the crowd when he launched his Secuencia de la Vaca tasting menu, a gastronomic feast celebrating the cow, taking in everything from brains to oxtail.
La búsqueda era tratar de que la carne.
The idea at the restaurant was that beef, and in particular non-traditional cuts, could occupy an important position in a fine dining environment.
Liparase left Argentina in the year 2000, spending time in southern Italy before returning to his homeland to study. His next trip was to Barcelona 3 years later, and during the 2007 season, he worked under world-renowned chef Ferran Adrià at El Bulli, returning again in 2009.
At the time, El Bulli had a hair sequence menu, and I said to Ferran how interesting it would be and how I'd like to do a beef equivalent, to which he replied that it was very difficult to turn cow meat into high-end cuisine.
Today's menu proves just how determined Dante was to prove his mentor wrong. So has the Spanish chef visited his disciple to try the taster menu?
He still hasn't been to Argentina since I opened Tarquino, but he knows what I'm doing because several Spanish restaurant critics have tried the food and told him about it. But, truth be told, I'd like to know what Ferran Adrià makes of the cow sequence.
Dante gives me a tour of his kitchen. There's certainly some El Bulli influence in there, and use of the latest gadgets, including a vacuum cooker. But the food here is much more than an attempt to copy the well-documented Spanish cooking boom, as I discover with the second course, the tongue. It arrives on a plate, but alongside it is a wooden box containing what looks like grass.
What we're creating on the table is what the cow feels early in the morning. When there's a country fog and the animal is eating grass, that's why there is this smell of grass at the table mixed with a fog effect. I'm pouring liquid nitrogen into this pot containing herbs and wet soil, which helps give off a smell, so that the diner can feel what it's like to experience morning mist in the countryside.
Mmm, it's pretty good. It's got kind of quite a strong taste, almost a little bit like pate, but this soft texture as well. It's obviously been slow cooked.
More clever takes on Argentinian staples follow. Two barbecue classics, sweetbreads and intestine, are slow cooked. They're served with what looks like a black olive. It's actually sweet red wine contained in the thinnest of gelatine skins on the plate to kickstart the palate, and it bursts in the mouth. A juicy steak is sliced and salted, served as though it were duck magre, unusual in a land where steak normally comes too well done. And perhaps the icing on the cake is an oxtail toasted sandwich with homemade ketchup, inspired by the ham and cheese sarnies in Buenos Aires' traditional cafes. For food critic Alejandro Maglione, Dante's restaurant is shaking up fine dining in the Argentinian capital.
Really is one of the best restaurants in Buenos Aires, no doubt. And the concept of this sort of list that starts with the head and finish on the tail is very ingenious also, no? I love it. We love part of the brain. We love the brain. We love the tongue. The gaucho in the 19th century loved the tongue better than the meat.
As long as Dante keeps delving into the nation's traditions and giving them a new twist, the future of Nueva Cocina Argentina, new Argentinian cuisine, is in very safe hands. For Monaco and Buenos Aires, I'm Ed Stocker.